This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show and on today's program. Oh my gosh, look who is here. Mitchell Stankovic and Associates, very own Zach Christensen. Zach, good to see you again. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here. So I always enjoy talking to you guys, especially all the fantastic work that Mitchell Stankovic and Associates does with the Underground Collision. It seems like it was just yesterday that I saw you guys out in Vegas, but it was actually just a few weeks ago. But you guys hit it out of the park once again with the Underground Collision there during the CUSO. So well done on that, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to throw a quick shout out there. And then I want to give you another plug because you guys are going to be doing another Underground Collision this fall, like right sandwiched in between Money 2020 and the California-Nevada Crediting League's Reach Conference too. So you guys have your hands full here coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Saturday, October 21st. So save the date. We've got registration open and it's going to be incredible. So yeah. It's going to be one you won't want to miss.
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking before the recording, what a fall it's going to be in Las Vegas. Oh my gosh. And we'll leave all that stuff to the calendar people. But hey, let's talk about what's coming up just in a few weeks is Pride Month, and CU Pride obviously is going to be standing front and center for in the credit union industry. So can you give us a quick, before we dive into all the activities that CU Pride has planned for June, can you give us a quick refresher on CU Pride, the group? Give us a quick history lesson here, if you will, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, I appreciate you asking this because time and time again, I find that credit unions are like, I had no idea that this was around. So, which it makes sense because we're only 3 years old. We'll be 3 years old in June. So we are an organization that is here to support the LGBTQ plus credit union professionals. Our goal is to create an entire industry that embraces and supports belonging and love and inclusion for this community. On it on the inside first, so that when we start talking to the outside and our community members, credit unions are prepared and ready for this next generation that's really going to expect it. And so 2020, we launched right before the pandemic. And ever since then, we just we went headfirst into everything. And monthly virtual sessions, we started with 37 people at the first meetup. We now have over 2,000 credit union professionals have engaged. And we launched official membership at GAC here during DEI Tuesday, which is now starting to just kind of snowball and roll into really creating a sustainable organization that's really going to create change for not only us as an industry, but for our community and our members.
Yeah, the growth this group has had has just been phenomenal. I mean, the percentages is off the charts. So you guys are doing something right for sure there at CU Pride. So how does one become a member of CU Pride? And then what does that entail as well? So what does that entail?
Absolutely. So for membership, you can become a member either individually or as an organization. Okay. Very, very similar to our other DEI organizations, AACUC. But you can do that on our website, cupride.org/membership, and you can check it out. And there's lots of benefits to be a member. One of the key things is that when we do have paid events, you have discounts on those. You have first chance to be a part of any initiatives or projects or things that we're going to be doing here in the near future. And then beginning June 1st, our membership portal opens. And behind those doors, behind the curtain, so to speak, I guess, is really where you're going to find a lot of information to bring back. So you can create your own sessions at your own organizations with some of the stuff that we've already put together. You can just go on and learn and get to know, you know, things that maybe you don't know about within the community. And so that's going to be a really, really big highlight to what we're doing with the membership piece as well.
Right on. And speaking of, obviously, we said at the top that Pride Month is June, and that is right around the corner, obviously. So what types of activities will CU Pride have in store for June? What types of things are you guys going to be? What types of things y'all? Am I from the South? Y'all have planned?
Yeah. So I think first, we made it official last year. June is now officially CU Pride Month.
Okay.
So we want everybody, you know, as soon as June comes up, that's know that it's time. And we've expanded our offerings this month, so we're going to have 7 events throughout the month of June. Oh, wow. Something every week, maybe a couple times a week, depending on what's happening.
Okay.
But we're going to kick off the first Friday of June, which is the 2nd, I believe. Yes, it is. And that is our reoccurring educational networking session, the BGHH. This is our event that has been going strong for 2 years now. And we are going to have guest speakers at every single one of our events. So we're going to have some people sharing some things, providing ideas into action, things that you can go away with. And so we are finalizing and confirming all of those. So our website is going to reflect all of those wonderful faces. But we're really excited about that. So join us at 1 o'clock on the 2nd, Friday the 2nd, to kick things off. And then we go into our leadership conference. And so this is the 3rd year of the leadership conference. We're going to talk everything about CEO perspectives on LGBTQ inclusion. We're going to talk how to move from an ally to a safe space as an individual and organization. How do you create that place for people to want to come up to you or want to be part of your organization because they know it's safe, they can be who they are. And we have some really great stories behind that. And then we're going to dig into activation. There are a lot of unions and organizations out there that are already doing amazing work with the LGBTQ when it comes to their external community and membership. And so we are going to have a lot of great people joining us for that. And we have a couple of keynotes. We have a fireside chat with an amazing one in the industry. And then we're going to have one session that might need some Kleenexes, as we talk about. We're going to dig in a little deeper, pull on the heartstrings and really talk about how things that are happening in this world right now to the community can impact your organization, whether it's in your community or not. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everybody to be there. It's $99 a person. If you are a member of CU Pride, we're going to give you 3 complimentary registrations to it, plus a discounted rate for anybody else that wants to come in. And then we have sponsorship opportunities. So there's lots of ways for you and your organization and your colleagues to interact with us. So join us. Be there.
Zach,
and then we've got...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, please.
Well, I was going to say, Zach, are you able to sleep? My gosh, the activities on this docket are...
expensive.
You are busy.
I think it's a fair question to throw back at you, Mike. We know that you're all over the place and everywhere and doing this. So I appreciate that. But I've got a wonderful team of our volunteers and our co-founders helping us out.
Okay. I want to know you're okay. All right.
I appreciate that. And then we're also going to have 2 Pride Plus. So these are our pop-up lunch and learns. They're 30 minutes, really quick. We're going to have some fun. Again, have guest speakers there talking about some other things that are going on in the industry and without. And then we're going to wrap up the month with virtual Pride celebration. This is our 4th one. This is the event that kicked off CU Pride. And so we want everyone there. Every single event besides the leadership conference is free to attend. All you have to do is go in and register. And then our last event that I'm really excited to talk about is our Allies into Action webinar. And it's going to continue as a series, a monthly series moving out of CU Pride Month. So beginning in July, you're going to be able to attend. And our focus really here is going to be talking about how individuals and organizations continue to use education and networking and celebration to be better allies to the community. We're going to dig deeper into topics. And it's really, truly going to be a webinar where we're going to throw data, we're going to throw stats, we're going to throw checklists on things that you can start doing today to make this happen. And so that's going to be CU Pride. Yes, we are going to need a month vacation afterwards. but we're really excited about all of you joining us, in June.
Right on. Right. And quick timeout. I got to close my door because my kids just came home. Hang
Go
on.
Go for it. Yep.
All right. Sorry about that. Want pandemonium coming out here. They'll sometimes come in here and video bomb and who knows? All right. Hey, Perfect. Last question for you, Zach. What's been the impact of CU Pride since you guys started 3 years ago? Because it's obviously the growth speaks for itself. So, but what, from your perspective, what's the impact been so far?
I think the biggest impact is that the LGBTQ plus is being a part of the DEI conversation throughout the industry. Mm-hmm. And that is another piece of the puzzle for CU Pride, is that when we're talking diversity, equity, inclusion, we cannot leave this community out, especially since this community intersects with all of the other diversities that are out there. People of color, those disabilities, accessibility issues. So this is where CU Pride must be a part of the conversation, and we're seeing it. It's being included in conferences. Mm-hmm. Credit unions are having internal conversations. So I think that's probably the biggest impact. I think the second stories that we get to hear back, and the why people are engaging with CU Pride, why they're coming to our sessions, why it's important to the industry, and it's because of their relation to the community, whether they're a part of it or mm-hmm. they're a staunch ally. But everyone has a different story to tell with that. Some are ready to share, some are not. But those stories are just continue the push for us. This is why we have to continue to do this.
Oh yeah.
To ensure that this community feels safe and feels happy and feels loved within credit unions.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Well said. And I don't think there's a conference out there. I mean, I've been to, gosh, it seems like a gazillion conference already this year, and it's only the month of May, but I don't think there's a conference yet that doesn't have DEI on their, mm-hmm. On the schedule, so to speak. So yeah. So it's yeah, definitely a major part of our industry, and rightfully so. And yeah, you guys are right there pushing that proverbial envelope as well, Zach. So good on you for that. So yeah, anything else here to add, Zach? Any final thoughts here on this?
I would just say, show your CU Pride and join us. Doesn't matter what you think you know about the community, there's always something else to learn. Okay. And that's for me, all of the co-founders, every time we sit down with anybody within the community and we dig in, we go, oh my gosh, that's something else that we need to share. And so we have lots of opportunities to share with you.
Oh, it sounds like it.
So I cannot wait for you all to be there with us.
Indeed. Yeah, you guys have a full schedule for the month of June. And so where can folks go and check out again? Is it cupride.org? Or
cupride.org. Yep. And it's right there on the homepage, so they can link right to it and get registered. We're ready for you.
Right on, sir. All right. Well, we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and give you guys a shout if they have any questions. And yeah, really look forward to it. And again, it's going to be here before you know it. It's only a couple of weeks away. Yes, so yeah, sir. Thanks again, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
So true. Thank you, Mike. As always, wonderful time spending with you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.